Australian Music Diaries, episode 4. Hope you're doing well, buddy. And, of course, dear listener, I hope you're doing well, too. Look forward to hearing what you send through this week. Jack, let's get this show on the road. All right. See you, buddy. Bye.
Jack, your friend and co-host of this podcast called Australian Music Diaries. I felt as if that "hey mate" was a little bit too aggressive. I should try that again. Hey mate, it's me, Jack, from blah 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 blah, and then you could just insert the rest there. Hey, let's chat about some new Australian music. I've had a huge week of stuff happening. I'll fill you in on all the goss. But yeah, let's get this show on the road. That's a good catchphrase. I think it has legs. Let's do it. Alright, I hope you're doing well. Dear listener, I hope you're doing well as well. New music, let's do it. Bye. Hello, Mix, and dear listener, it's me, Jack, from the podcast we do, also from the friendship we have. I hope you're all doing super well. It's Sunday morning. I'm in Sydney, actually. This is where I live. This is the first episode of this season where it's the morning time and I'm not hungover. I'm feeling really, really good. I went and checked out the film Mid-90s. Last night, I was going to say Seth Rogen film, but it's not Seth Rogen. It's the other Seth Rogen. What's his name? Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill, the other Seth Rogen. I saw that last night, and yeah, it's all been good. I've had a super busy week. I've been recording and going to shows and stuff. But before we dive straight into this rabbit hole of new Australian music, I just have a couple of amendments to make. So last week I said that Everyday Raver, the Moonbase smash hit single, was a follow-up to another Moonbase single called Southpaw, but it was actually the follow-up to the song Rebound. Obviously we've been inundated, flooded with complaints about that, to which I say sorry. But if you'd like to hear that episode, all you got to do is go onto iTunes and leave a 5-star review on every episode that we've ever done, and then that unlocks the secret Moonbase episode. So, and then you can hear it. You could leave it, and while you're there, you could leave a 5-star review for this episode, or, it's an option. Also, amendment number two, apology number two, coming right up. I said last week that I saw the band Loose Tooth, but that was a complete lie. I actually saw the band Loose Fit, and if you're ever in the same town as them, you should definitely check them out because they are bloody sick, mate. Okay, enough of this sorry nonsense. We're done. No more talking about sorry. You know what? Actually, that's a lie again. Apologies, because we're talking about the album called Sorry, by Wollongong's finest party dudes called Totally Unicorn. This album is amazing. Totally Unicorn are a fantastic band out of Wollongong. I'm not sure if they live here now anymore. there now anymore. But certainly they are. I certainly associate Wollongong with them. Super important for the community. Put on a lot of shows. Go to a lot of shows. They're very very important members of the scene, I'd say. They used to be, members of that band used to feature in another band called Hospital the Musical, and any sort of early to mid 2000, maybe mid to late 2000s noise and hardcore kids would remember that band. Yeah, it's really unicorn, kind of it's chaotic and noisy, kind of has elements of sort of Dillinger, and I guess Dillinger's the main sort of one that comes up for me, and Botch and all of that cool dissonant stuff, the Chariot, all that sick cool stuff. And yeah, obviously they are the party band. Like the shows often feature like confetti and Drew, their front person, coming down into the crowd wearing nothing but tie-dye undies and rocking out. It's very, very cool. And obviously part of that sort of part of that party vibe that they're sort of constructing is that it's always kind of felt as if the songs were just like secondary to the party, and that's completely changed with this new record. It feels really reflective, and I don't want to just like I don't want to make it seem as if the other stuff wasn't well thought out, but it's just this is thought out in a completely different way. It kind of feels very sorrowful and mournful, and I guess apologetic. I mean, judging by the title. And it's just super cool to see a band that I really thought of as one particular way and loved it, don't get me wrong, to not completely change things up, but really progress to this like other thing, which I'm so here for. As you may be aware, I'm a big fan of people's displaying their feelings for things. And yeah, this album is a perfect example of that, and set to the soundtrack of like this really heavy, chaotic, interesting music. I think it'd be best to share the track "The Island" with you. And yeah, I really hope you like it. I really love this. This is up here with some of my favorite releases of the year to date. I really strongly recommend that you go to a show of theirs. Cool. Alright, so this is The Island from Totally Unicorn off the album Sorry, out through Farmer in the Hour Records.
This is my breath. mate. It's Friday morning. Hope you're doing swimmingly. I'm just getting ready to go to work. Fridays always seem to be a bit of a slower morning. I think it's a realisation that there's a weekend coming. I want us to have a quick rave about Stevan or Stephen. I think we pronounce it Stevan. With their song called Time, with two E's at the end. I've actually been following Stevan for a little while now. He's always put up stuff up. He's always put stuff up onto Unearthed. It's been all of the songs sort of sound like ideas up until this point, up until Time coming out last week. But yeah, all of the songs sound like ideas, and often they were between 1 and 3 minutes long. They're a little bit shorter. They didn't sound fully realized, but it's like these ideas were sort of obviously seeping out of him. Time is fully realized. It's been going gangbusters. I think it's got rotation on Triple J now. He's from your original way, Jack Wollongong. He sounds like Earl Sweatshirt, Steve Lacy. There's a big kind of similarity. It's that kind of laid-back, kind of funky R&B sort of stuff. I think this is a big jam for the year for me. I really, really enjoy it. Jack, I hope you're doing well, mate. I look forward to hearing what you send back. And this is Stevan with Time.
I never knew that she played me on a laptop. And that got me so high. Cause I'm nervous, yeah, I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
Hey, she thinks I'm perfect, thinks I'm perfect.
Oh no.
Hey, but I'm a loser, I'm a loser,
yeah.
I'm a loser. No, I'm just a dreamer, just a dreamer.
Just
what
a
you
dreamer.
Want?
What you want?
What you want?
What you want?
Sometimes, oh, sometimes, ooh, I know you really, really wanna love me. Sometimes.
everybody, Mix and dear listener. It's super good to be talking to you. Hope you're doing super well. Today's weather has been outstanding. I am very much here for it. I know I talked about it briefly before, but I just have to reiterate, I'm having a nice time and the weather is having a very positive contribution to that. I'd really like to chat about a band. I don't know if I can call them a new band. It feels new. I think it's new. This is only a new release from them. The band is called Chemical Restraint. And they just dropped an album very recently called Kiss Off. I found them through Nafe, who plays in the fantastic band Sportsbra. And they're playing in this as well. I've already said a couple episodes ago, or potentially last episode, that this could be the year for dance punk. It could be coming back. Because this is very, very, very much punk rock, but it is also very, very much dancey. And I think those two things together is dance punk, right? I've collected all my evidence and really put my thesis together for that one. It's very DIY sounding. I don't want to sound disparaging when I say that. It sounds like it was recorded with sort of like the haste to get it done, and that fits so perfectly with the message of the track I'd really like to talk about, called Stop Killing Women. This song has a real sense of urgency about it. But what is an interesting point or counterpoint to that is that it's something that really sounds meditated on and boiled down to its most concise form. It's like a really erudite, aerodynamic jam that is straight to the point, but doesn't sound not thought out, if you know what I mean. I don't think I have to go into too much detail about what the song is saying, because the clue is in the title. But I think it's important for everybody, listeners, particularly male listeners, to listen to this and really try to be reflective in your behavior. This is a bit tricky to talk about, but I think it's important to have these conversations. This song really got me to feel something and really got me to think as well, and I'm super appreciative of it, and I hope you all enjoy it on some sort of level as well, even if it is just because on top of all that, it's also just like a really well put together song that sounds really good. It's not as if those two things are separate. It's a super important message and a really greatly written song. So yeah, I'm loving this. The whole album is fantastic as well. So this is Chemical Restraint with Stop Killing Women.
Jack, it's Mix. It's very, it feels very late, but it's actually only 10:25. It's been a very, I feel sore all over. For no exciting reason, just other than the fact that it's a Friday evening and it's just been a, what feels like a very demanding week. I wanted to have a talk about Brailleface. He's back with a great song called Myrrh. This builds like there's no tomorrow. It kind of, for me, is reminiscent of some of the more sort of frantic parts of Gautier's production, especially on those first two records. And those guitar lines remind me heaps of D.D. Dumbo. I know this is something that you hate doing, Jack. You hate thinking about what a particular song reminds you of, what other artists, sorry, it reminds you of, but it's very late. It's the end of the week, and I just kind of don't care. It feels a bit strange for this song to be soundtracking my Friday night, after it being such a wild sort of week and how I just, all I want to do now is go to sleep and wind down. But this song builds and gets a bit frantic towards the end, and it's just, even though I'm like spread-eagled on my bed, sounds a lot worse than it does. I just, as this song was playing, my legs were just going silly. With the old tap, the old leg tap. Anyway, this I feel delirious. This is Brailleface with Myrrh. Jack, hope you're doing well. Look forward to hearing what you send back even. Hope you're well. This is Brailleface with Myrrh. Thank you.
Hello everybody, Mix and dear listener. I hope you're doing super well. It's me, Jack, from the podcast and friendship. As per our agreement, we're chatting some new Australian music, and I would really love to talk about the band Droves out of, I think, half Wollongong and half Sydney. I'm not too sure of the geography of this band, but their new single called Bloodline. Droves have sort of established themselves as sort of a dark, neo-romantic, kind of like 80s goth kind of... It's kind of goth adjacent, I'd say, band. It sounds like some of that like early goth, neo-romantic stuff. They've sort of established themselves as that sort of band, and this is a beautiful example of that, this new single, Bloodline. It takes those elements of dance music, electronic music, and really boils them down into this really sort of, in a lot of ways, just sort of like a classic song, like a songwritery sort of song. And I think for that reason, this really... reminds me of The Cure, and I originally was a bit trepidatious to be comparing Droves to The Cure, because I think that is a bit of an easy thing to say, like, oh, it sounds like an 80s band, it sounds like The Cure, just in terms of structuring, and also part of the structure is the layering and the texturing of the instrumentation, and that was what sort of reminded me of The Cure. It's kind of like it's textured beautifully, and the vocals kind of sit in this weird space where they're not exactly up front, they're sort of part of the texture as well. And I'm like a lyric sort of person, so I'm always listening out for that, but I just kind of got lost in this, and I really enjoyed just being lost in the idea of the vocals being a texture. And then after a few listens, I was listening to the lyrics, and they were cool as well, so it's really the full package. This is great. Droves, I'm really excited to see what's coming next for them. It feels like they're gaining a bit of momentum right now, which is super cool, very deserved. I saw them at, was it Farmer in the Owl? I saw them at Farmer in the Owl, and then I think I saw them at Yours and Owls last year as well. So they got some cool shows under the belts, and I think they're touring this week in support of their single. Their single Time from last year was also quite cool as well. Cool. All right, love this, love Droves. This is Bloodline. Hang your fingers in the lion's den. I can't promise that you'll see.
Jack, it's Mix. Hope you're doing well. Wanted to do a real quick one to finish up talking about Body Type. Their new single is called Free to Air. Yeah, it is a wonderful track. The clip is real fun and a bit silly. And yeah, it's super cool. I'm actually literally watching the clip on mute, of course, right now as I talk through it. I'm not going to narrate the clip. There's lots of food, ginger and chili. Yeah, it's real, real cool. Body Type have been around for a little while. They're a really rad four-piece from Sydney. Free to Air is off their second EP, which is due out May 3rd. Yeah, if you like kind of indie rock, but with a bit of a punk sort of underbelly to it. I really enjoy how sort of vaguely punky this song is. And also feels like, I don't know, Julie McFarlane's Reality Guest, that whole sort of Melbourne scene thing that lasted for a short while, a few years ago now. That jangly pop vibe. There are some real nice little guitar lines through this clip, through this song even, and some weird Sweet Potatoes are playing guitar. You really need to look up this clip. It's something to behold. Anyway, mate, I hope you're doing well. Looking forward to hearing what else you got to send through. And yeah, we did it. Hope you're good, Jack. This is Body Type with Free to Air. See you, mate. Bye.
The roads were slow. They slowed down time. The hand held on. 5:59. Down the hallway. Surround sound.
Six. Can I just say a little thing about Body Type? The new track rules, obviously, but also the guitarist used to catch my school bus, so that's a nice little claim to fame that I've got. Shouts out if you're listening. Hope you're doing well as well. Yeah, all right, thanks so much for the new music, listening and chatting, and I will catch up with you very soon. All right, take care, bye.
That's it. Episode 4, Australian Music Diaries. All done in the tum? No. But still, I hope you're doing well, buddy, and I hope, dear listener, you are, of course, doing well too. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you for those who have tuned in on Play On Radio. You can check out another episode of the pod in a fortnight's time, even. Same time, same station. Or if you're listening on the podcast, of course we'll be back in a fortnight as well. Thank you to Alan, to Gemma, and to Eleanor for helping us make this pod. If you want to help actually contribute some very small funds to help us make the pod each and every week, that is greatly appreciated. You can do so on Possible. If you go to possible.com and search for Australian Music Diaries, or you can jump to the link provided in the show notes. Yeah, AMD Pod on Twitter, at Australian Music Diaries on Instagram and Facebook. Jack, mate, we did it. Hope you're well. Speak to you in a fortnight. Alright, see you, bud. Bye.